There is growing evidence of crimes against humanity in Myanmar, and that's the conclusion of UN investigators who've produced a damning report on the country this week. The evidence relates to the period since the army seized power in a coup last year, and investigators say it suggests the regime is guilty of systematic attacks on civilians. The Independent Investigative Mechanism for Myanmar, or IIMM, is the UN body that collects evidence of the most serious international crimes committed in Myanmar back as far as 2011, and it's produced this latest report. Well, I spoke to its head, Nicholas Kumjan.
The situation in Myanmar is only getting worse day by day, that we have seen increasing violence and crimes committed by all sides, but really unfettered violence by the regime against those opposed to the coup that occurred in February of last year.
And women and children being targeted in particular.
Yes, we particularly focus on that, but again, very regrettably, we see indications of sexual violence, particularly in detention and many different crimes against children, from detention to children being victims of atrocities, of killings, and suffering in many ways like the rest of the population from malnourishment and other things that are products of the ongoing violence and conflicts.
How difficult is it to assemble evidence like this in a place where everything is clearly so restricted?
It's extremely difficult. I've been a prosecutor for over 40 years. And of course, when a crime happens, you normally go to the crime scene and you look at that and you speak to all the persons that you know were present and involved. We can't do that because we are not getting any cooperation from the authorities in Myanmar, despite the fact that the Human Rights Council encouraged them to cooperate with us. So we're having to be very innovative in how we collect our evidence, and we've had, I believe, quite a bit of success. The pure quantity of evidence that we've collected is, I think, quite staggering, and I didn't ever expect it. But it still is very challenging to investigate crimes and particularly to identify individuals responsible for crimes, which is always, in dealing with international crimes, war crimes, crimes against humanity, this is the challenge. It's not so hard to prove the crimes happened, but proving who is responsible, particularly at a higher level, who gave the orders, who failed in their duty to prevent the crimes, this is always very challenging.
Of course, it's critical to get this kind of evidence on the scale that you've described, but it's then about what happens to it and whether justice is ever seen to be done. Do you think that can happen?
I think that can happen based on some of my own experiences. So I was tried cases in the tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. I also was involved in the trial of Charles Taylor, who was at one time president of Liberia, but convicted and now serving a 50-year sentence for fermenting violence and aiding the rebels in their violent campaign in Sierra Leone. The time he was indicted, no one expected he could be arrested. He later was for years in some kind of comfortable retirement in Nigeria while the indictment was pending. But eventually things changed. He was arrested. He was brought to justice. He's now serving time in prison. Before coming to the Myanmar, I served as the international co-prosecutor at the Khmer Rouge Tribunal in Cambodia. We convicted the number two of the regime and the head of state of the Khmer Rouge in 2019 for crimes that were completed in 1979, 40 years later. So international justice is often slow, but we've seen many instances around the world where things that seemed impossible were achieved. And those responsible for very serious crimes, who once were very powerful and seemed immune from ever facing the consequences, were eventually brought to justice.
That was Nicholas Kumjan, who's the head of the Independent Investigative Mechanism for Myanmar, a body which has investigated serious crimes since 2011. Chandrika, with your his-